On with the news. Norwich Christmas Lights switch-on lineup is revealed. Cheers to that. The man behind the phone box beer shop has a larger home, and surveillance cameras are unveiled on 6 Norfolk Roads.
The first set of plans for this year's Christmas light switch-on in Norwich has been revealed. The free family celebration will take place on November the 16th between 5:30 and 7:15 p.m. in front of City Hall. The lights will be turned on at 7 p.m, forming a stunning display across the city centre, with live performances from groups including The Garage and the NVIDIA Choir, gymnastics displays, and a visit from Father Christmas. There will be plenty to keep the whole family entertained. A fun fair will be found in Gentleman's Walk, and Norwich Market will remain open for visitors to browse until 8 p.m.
A Norwich pub is serving a new ale in honour of its long-serving owner. The Ribs of Beef is introducing a new version of the Rib Cracker Ale in celebration of Roger Cordron, who has been working in pubs around the city for 60 years. The beer will be on tap in time for Norwich Beer Festival, which will be taking place from October the 23rd to the 28th. Mr. Cordron, who has been the owner of the Ribs of Beef for 40 years, pulled his first pint at the King's Arms on Bottle Street in 1962.
Drivers are about to face a new front in the war on motorists, with County Hall installing roadside surveillance cameras to detect traffic offences. Norfolk County Council hopes the devices will bring in hundreds of thousands of pounds in fines to help plug its £46.2 million budget gap. But motoring groups have criticised the plans, saying they may put the Conservative-led authority on a collision course with the government. County Hall intends to install the cameras within weeks to detect drivers committing moving traffic offences, such as ignoring bans on turns, going into bus lanes, and down pedestrianised streets. Until now, Norfolk motorists committing such offences could only be caught by police officers. But the government had announced councils would be given powers to issue £70 penalty notices to drivers it caught, and County Hall secured permission to do so. The council has said if the cameras are brought in, then for the first 6 months of them becoming operational, drivers would get warning letters for the first offence and fined for subsequent ones. After they have been in place for 6 months, there would be no warning letters with fines straight away. The Norwich streets due to be covered are Gentleman's Walk, the pedestrianised cycle zone with access for loading only permitted between certain times of the day, Carrow Road, King Street. Devices in both streets will enforce the right turn ban onto King Street during morning and evening peak times in order to ease congestion. Martineau Lane, the right turn ban to Europa Way Industrial Estate on the Outer Ring Road. Dereham Road, enforcing bus lane violations near Norwich Road and Mulpit Lane. In Great Yarmouth, Regent Road would be covered, a pedestrianised zone with access for loading only during quieter periods of the day.
Boy racers, who have been causing disruption across Norwich for years, have turned to blocking city roads in order to hold illegal races on them. It comes after a councillor reported two souped-up cars pulling out in front of her while she was trying to take a shortcut through the Vulcan Road industrial estate on the way back from a meeting, blocking her off and allowing two supercars to pull out and speed off. The incident is the latest in a lineup of incidents of antisocial driving in and around the city, particularly in Britannia Road, which has prompted Norwich City Council to implement a public space protection order, effectively banning boy racers from the city streets. Inspector Will Drummond from Norfolk Police's Roads and Armed Policing Team said the force had launched Operation Octane to address the latest issue of large groups of cars going on sprees of antisocial driving.
The man behind a tiny beer shop in a phone box has dialed up his operation by relocating to a larger new home in Norwich. Saul Press, 40, first opened the beer hatch in the red phone box outside Zizzy's restaurant in Tombland in August 2022. After more than a year there, Mr. Press has now relocated his business to 22A Wensum Street, in the former home of Phillips Cameras, next to the Ribs of Beef pub. He said, "I did outdoor seating at the phone box this summer, and more people got to know about my business, and I have built up a nice customer base. However, it gets quiet in the winter, so I was considering relocating permanently, and then I found this place in Wensum Street. The beer hatch is open Tuesday and Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Thursday to Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. It's closed on Sunday and Monday."